Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Margaritas with Margo is technically, if you're listening to this podcast, which you are on the listener app, Margo, right now...
We'll be pissed.
You will be having a few margaritas.
Well, I have to drive.
Oh, no, you won't be.
I've got 5 7-year-old boys coming home with me in the car this afternoon. Jagger's having a sleepover, his first ever friend sleepover, and I'm picking up all the young... And they all start with J. What about that? Oh. There's Jagger, Jack, Jax, Jackson, Josh, and Julian.
Hold that thought for Monday. I reckon years ago, 15 years ago, because my brother's name's Jason.
Yeah.
And that apparently, a teacher once told us that JA are the people who pay less attention in class than any other name. Something about JA.
I can tell you right now that that would probably be accurate with this group of boys.
Let's check that Monday with teachers. What's the most annoying name for a kid?
Wish me luck.
Yes. I think you should start drinking now.
Maybe I should start drinking
now. Have a good weekend. It's the Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast. This is Triple M.
Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up Podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Hey, listen, I just want to talk about, you know, the William Tyrrell. It's everywhere on the TV, all the search. We're getting incredible. I can't believe the incredible footage the police are handing over or the TV channels are getting.
Mm.
But did you see what went on yesterday? Well, there's two things. The house, have you seen the house where they're going, oh, something might have happened here. They've gone back to that. That belonged to the grandmother, like the mother of the foster mother.
Yes.
Okay.
And so his foster grandmother.
Yeah. She's died and she sold her car. Yesterday, so they're searching that house. I don't know who owns the house anymore, but what happens after they've dug up? They'll probably dig up concrete. What happens? Yeah. I'd love to know what happens there. And then yesterday she sold a car, or someone bought her car after a death. It's down at Nowra, like, you know, a few hundred kilometres away. They dragged that away. They showed the bloke who'd bought it. He's standing there taking all his personal effects. They dragged it onto a police truck and drove it away. What happens?
No car.
Can we open up this?
CSI model.
If we're not the network for people who have had their house raided, I'll be bugging. So I just want to know what happens afterwards. Like, after the cops go, police, open up, we've got a search warrant, and they go through your whole house and search everything, or your shed or whatever, what happens after that? Do they clean up?
Well, if they don't find anything, surely they send the cleaners in, don't they?
I don't know. And they dust for prints, or if your car gets seized by the cops, like, what does that guy, did they get him a rental car? It's his car, but he had nothing to do with any crimes, and they've taken it. Does he get a rental car, Margo?
I have no idea.
But have you never pondered these things?
Never.
Oh, well, I do. 133353, I'll need assistance. Actually, if you're a cop, give us a yell. You stay anonymous, whatever. What actually happens?
So you're asking if the police go in and raid a bikie's house for drugs and weapons.
Do they tidy things up?
They do fingerprints and make a mess. Yeah. Do they send the cleaners? Oh, sorry about that. We'll just send the cleaners in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to know.
No, of course they don't.
But if they don't find anything...
Doesn't matter.
But do they get that guy rent a car or chop up his go-kart or something? Sorry about the car, mate. We'll get it back sometime next week. Or what? And what am I supposed to do?
All right.
I don't know.
Hopefully CSI Marto, can you answer this? 133353.
Who's that making noise? Is that you, Jake?
Yeah.
What do you know about this sort of stuff, mate? I'm trying to work out, do the police clean up your house?
So my parents' place got raided. First time my sister brought her boyfriend home, which is the worst time. Yes. All got the paint in the lounge room. And they didn't clean up at all. It was just left how they left it.
Did they have a search warrant, Jake?
Yeah. They had a search warrant, knocked on the door. Yeah. We all complied because, you know.
You didn't do anything wrong, Jake.
Of course.
Yeah.
So they just, what do they just throw tables around and knock lamps off and dig out paper and dig through your undie drawer and then just leave the mess everywhere and don't clean it up?
Walk away.
They didn't knock over any tables or anything. It was still reasonably tidy, just like all the drawers and the normal hidey holes. And
what were they looking for, Jake?
No, don't ask that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell that part.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's personal, Jake.
And a mate of mine had swapped his car with someone. He's like, oh, I've got a car that I want to swap for yours. And he's like, yep, all right.
Yeah.
Later on, found out that it was stolen.
Jesus.
Yes. Police seized that and he was left with no car.
No car. They didn't give him a new one.
What about the other bloke?
He got away with a clean car and No name or anything.
Oh, what a bugger.
That's not
fair. Hopefully they're not friends
so
anymore.
Righto, so they're not good at cleaning up the cops. I mean, as much as we love the cops around here, top cops are tops.
Jason.
They're not very good at cleaning up.
What do you know about when the police come into your house? Do they clean up when they've made a mess on the way out?
Yeah, no. I had an investment. I've got an investment property which they came in and had a decided to break through the property without letting me know till afterwards.
Yeah, was there somebody staying in there at that time, Jay?
Yeah,
like meth lab or something.
No, there wasn't. There was there were people staying in there, just recently to it. And this is about 2 weeks after I just renovated the property.
Hey.
After I just moved out, and they had broken down the wall, the door, and found there was no one inside. And to make matters worse, their intel was wrong. They actually didn't even, the person never even lived there that they were looking for. And,
okay. So your door's stuffed. What happens there about that?
No, nothing. I tried to go back to them. All the door jam, everything was all broken. If they had rung me, I had a key just beside it just for the plasterers to come in.
Underneath the rock?
Underneath the doormat.
They rang me afterwards to tell me that the door was off the hinge and they were waiting at the house for me to come home, and then basically left after that. And
so not
I was
only
left
did they break,
up the pieces.
Break your door, they inconvenienced your day too, Jason.
Oh, absolutely. I was in a meeting and I ended up with about 20 missed calls, and I'm like, what the heck? And
is it something that you could claim? Like, could you claim it against your landlord insurance or locked, damaged, stolen property?
Yeah,
something?
Tax write-off. Yeah.
Look, maybe. You could, but those things never work out.
No.
I ended up going to the police and sat down with them,
And
they proceeded to tell me, look, you know, we do a service here and all this, and. And they made it very difficult, and in the end, I paid for it myself. And
yeah. Dude, we've got to have an investigation, a proper investigation, because the junior constable on the scene, he should have a dustpan and brush and maybe a mop in the boot.
Just the cleaner standing by out the back.
Or a cleaner, a consultant cleaner.
If only there was a dual trade where you could become a police officer as well as a carpenter.
Hey, Jason,
fix the front door.
Free wheelbarrow Friday. You've got a free wheelbarrow thanks to Sherlock Wheelbarrows and Carts, proudly Australian owned. They are great, those wheelbarrows.
Oh, that sounds great.
I own a Sherlock's wheelbarrow.
It's not a
door. Just one other thing they mentioned, though, is they said they made me feel grateful that they didn't rip down all the walls, because they could actually go, they have the permission to go in and rip down all your walls if they're looking for something and leave it the same way.
Wow.
Oh, so you were lucky, Jace.
Yeah, you need to be considered very lucky.
You should be very appreciative.
Well, we've all learned something this morning.
Are you happy now, Marto?
Yeah. Every person ringing, we didn't put everyone to air, every person
said
ringing
the same
said
thing.
they're not good at cleaning up.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Hey, listen, what I love, you know how we can't legally, just so everyone knows, we can't talk about court cases before they're concluded.
No.
And sometimes you'd like to, but this one has. It was down in Cleveland yesterday, and I love the report in the paper. Nice day for a wild wedding. Stratty nuptials end in courts in sentences.
Oh, dear.
Cleveland magistrate has expressed sympathy for a mother after her big day was ruined when a son turned psycho.
Oh, dear.
Shelley Marie, I won't mention their last name, just got married on Stratty on April 25th on Anzac Day. Oh, at ease, Shelley. Things got out of hand when a fight between her sons, Tyson, 22, and Jake, 24, outside the Stratty Island Bowls Club. So you with me there at the Stratty Island?
Is it second wedding or?
I don't know whether she was married to someone which produced these two sons, Tyson and Jack, but the people had heard yelling, and it was her yelling at her sons to stop fighting, and then the police turned up, and the family said, listen, just get us some time to sort this out ourselves, which they did. But young Tyson, he started calling people C's and using the F word a lot.
That's not nice.
Okay, police followed him, and there was a bit of trouble, etc. He then tried to run after police, told him he was under arrest, he hurt his knee, later had to get surgery.
Jesus.
There's all this, righto. He spat in the back of the police vehicle. This is young. This is
Tyson.
No good. He's a younger son, so maybe he didn't get to walk mum down the aisle is what I'm thinking. The older brother got it. He said, oh, you bugger.
Yeah. Didn't like the new dad, maybe?
But listen, it turns nasty. Oh, the sergeant said that Tyson also dropped his pants when he's in the watch house and deliberately urinated on the cushions. Oh, did you know they had cushions in the watch house? He was calling police, effing dogs and see, oh, God. All right, so he recorded there was trouble, but here's the magistrate.
Does this end well?
Well, yeah, kind of. Magistrate Deb Vasta, who told off Tyson for smiling when the court was reading out his charges.
Oh, no. Smug. Said there's nothing worse than a smug Tyson.
She still felt very sorry for Miss Baker. Your sons have given you a lot of problems over the years. This is the magistrate.
Oh, this is not a first incident.
You have been through the ringer, you poor thing. This is the magistrate to the mum. Oh, this has taken a toll on you, I'm sure. You were there as a mother trying to enjoy your wedding and your sons behaved disgracefully. yeah, they've been in a bit of trouble. And then here's the end. Miss Vasta gave Tyson a long lecture on the evils of drinking and advised him to read a best-selling book on quitting alcohol.
Oh, how's that?
That'll work.
What, 3 years? That could well be Tyson's first book he's read.
Ever read.
At 6:30.
Guarantee he won't finish
Triple
it.
M.
Yes.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Marto, they say it's good for your kids to be surrounded by other adults because they learn things, they're spoken to differently, they have a level of respect for somebody else that's not their parents, right?
It takes a village to bring up a child, is
that's
that?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And everybody contributes in their own different little way.
Yeah.
And we've got some amazing friends that are in our kids' lives, you know, been with them since they were born and, you know, they kind of like pseudo-parents.
Uncles and aunties are good with that too.
Yeah, but they're not family even. They're just uncle and auntie friends, you know, like your best friends. We've got lots of those and they're teaching our kids and, you know, helping us in our community every day. And I always welcome it until it ends up becoming something that maybe I should have taught my child or it was something that I didn't get an opportunity.
What are we talking, tying shoelaces or toilet training?
No, if you want to teach my kid how to tie their shoes, go for it, because that is painful. I'm talking about learning to ride a motorbike.
Go, River. Good job. Killing it. Good job.
Oh, that's not your voice.
That's not me. No. That was my girlfriend.
It'll be, go, River. You know, sorry to make fun of you.
I mean, I love the encouragement and, you know, the support.
Hold on, what are you talking about?
Of my girlfriend.
I've seen River ride a bike.
She's
a four-wheeler.
She's never ridden a motorbike before, Marto. She's only ever ridden a quad at home because Jagger's bike is a bit too big for her. Yeah. He rides a TDR 50. She's been too, you know, she just said, no, I don't want to ride it. I'll just ride my bike, you know, and that's her quad.
Righto.
And she went for a play during the week at a friend's place. Her best friend is a little boy. She went there for a play. He has a little motorbike.
Yeah.
And she jumped on and she nailed it. She absolutely smashed it. And I was so proud of her. The mother did text me and say, hey, do you mind if the kids want to jump on the bikes? I said, yep, go for it. She's never ridden a bike before. So this will be her first time, you know, let me know how she goes. And she said she smashed it. She did so well. She sent me the video.
She nailed it.
She jumped on and off she went. No drama. You know, she
that's
she
great.
And then she sent me the video and she's like, oh, my God, look, River got on the bike. And I said, oh, that's so cute. I'm so proud.
All right. When you hung up, though? A little bit jealous?
A little bit jealous.
Because you weren't there.
Well, I wasn't there. It was one of her first. She's only five and she's a little girl and she rode her first dirt
Pretty
bike
good.
For the first time. And I was just like, oh, that's maybe something I should have done with her. But I'm very glad she got the opportunity and I'm grateful, obviously, to my friend. This is not about her.
But
this is just about me feeling a little bit, you know, like somebody else taught my kid something, you know?
That's how, you know, my son, Harry Carpenter, surfing carpenter, he calls himself these days. But he, living down south, he's a wonderful surfer. And our next door neighbour taught him to surf.
Oh, not you.
No. I was fishing. Our next door neighbour had sons same age as Harry and he used to take him out and he'd take Harry out at the same time. And
you
I go,
know
yeah,
how
was
Marto?
It? Yeah, it was great. Yeah. And it just feels a little bit low to know another man has
he
been
sounds
showing.
Like a
so
good
proud
dad.
That she, yeah, oh, she great, did it.
Same thing as Margo. He's a great fella.
1-3-3-5-3. Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3. What did somebody else teach your kid? Because even though I'm very grateful that she was given the opportunity to ride the bike and she nailed it, I wasn't there to see it. You know, I got to watch it on a video and listen to the voice of somebody else encouraging her and going, go, River, you're doing a great job.
Oh, no, you can't do everything, though.
No, you can't.
There's other outsiders involved.
133 53. What did somebody else teach your kid?
All right, give us a call. Big Breakfast, Marto and Margo.
Adrian from the Gold Coast. What did somebody else teach your kid?
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah, I'd been in construction. I had took the kids to work with me one day while I was school holidays. One of the boys rang up, and let's just say his language is pretty colourful.
Yeah.
By the time I got off the phone, they counted 97 swear words.
Oh. Wow, that's not a bad...
Well, it wasn't one he missed out on, so they taught him every swear word in the book.
Something to be proud of.
Thank you.
Happy International Men's Day, Adrian.
That's what you learn sometimes.
John from Turinga, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, are you familiar with this tale where somebody else taught someone, your kid, something that you probably should have?
Yeah, look, I didn't teach Marto's son to surf, but I certainly taught him to shape surfboards.
Oh, John, hello. So, hello, John, how are you, mate?
John, saying that another man taught Marto's son to surf and you taught Marto's son to shape a surfboard.
In my defence, Marto did ask me. So he asked me to help Harry out and learn how to shape surfboards, and of course I was going to do it.
It's still subcontracting my responsibilities, but I didn't know how to shape surfboards.
What were you getting up to?
I was actually, I haven't done any fathering. John, good to hear from you, mate.
Mate, absolutely. No, it's good to talk to you, mate.
Hey, John, I do hear he is a hell of a surfboard shaper too. He's incredible.
No, he's doing a great job. No, yeah. He picked up onto it and he's really focused on it and he's doing it, you know, He's loving it.
He breaks plenty, mate. He needs to shape them. Oh, John, beautiful figure
in my
son's life for a few years.
I don't
years.
Feel so bad now. I'm in good company, Marto, it seems.
Yes, I've done nothing. Okay.
Jane, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's happening out at Bannockburn? Are you someone else teaching your kid to do something?
Yeah. So when my son was 2 years old, he went for a sleepover at his nanny and Poppy's house.
Yep.
And he's come home fully toilet trained.
What?
What happened?
I have no idea. I don't know his trick. But my son went with nappies, came home wearing jocks and didn't have one mistake or anything like that.
Oh, that's magic.
All grown up, Jade. Was it a sad day? Did you shed a tear? Your little boy was no longer a baby anymore?
A little.
Yeah.
I was a little upset. I've got a 5-month-old daughter now, and I've already told him that I'm sending her around there for a weekend when she's older.
He did such a great job.
It might just be a boy thing, because maybe your dad's got a prostate problem, goes to the toilet too often, and the son took that on and going, oh, I've got to go to the toilet again.
I've got to go again. Well, that's the trick to toilet training. You just got to keep reminding
repetition.
Them that they need to go to the toilet.
Thanks, nice. Jay. Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
I don't know about you, Margo, but my Facebook, it's that day of the year where it's chock-a-block full of graduation photos. Last day for the grade 12ers, last day, schoolies week starts, etc., and all the photos there. First day at school, a lot of them have got grade 1 first day, up to grade 12 last day, and so proud. New chapter, journey finishing, new journey starting, all these comments.
It's an exciting but a nervous time, I think, for parents watching your child grow up and, you know, leave school, and you're kind of like, oh, I finally got them to this point. You know, what's next? They're driving cars, they're going out, they're moving out of home, they're going to uni.
It's
like, it's a
very
whole
exciting.
New chapter of parenting. You know, you've only just recently gone through this, Marto.
I just scroll through it, and I can remember some of those. I go, but there's a difference though between the parents of state high school kids and the private school kids. I've just had a look at about 20 little posts there from different people.
What's the observation
the
you've made?
The smiles on the private school children's parents are exceptionally broad because they know they never have to pay a stupid school one more cent for the rest of their life.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Hey, on the news last night, Nine News last night, they kept on teasing, like, oh, coming up. It was party drugs to fix medical ailment. And I went, oh, this will be interesting. And then they had photos of those the ecstasy?
Ecstasy tablets.
Righto. So I've heard all about them and stuff, and I went, this will be interesting. And then all of a sudden, it was about PTSD, which is a very serious thing that a lot of our returned servicemen have. And I went, this is going to be real interesting.
A former Defence Force chief has joined a push to treat post-traumatic stress disorder with the drug ecstasy.
So that's pingers.
Wow.
Is that what pingers are?
Pingers are.
Righto.
Ecstasy.
Okay, so this bloke then fronts up. He's Admiral Barry. He's the former head of our Navy going, let's take some pingers.
Really?
Now, this is brilliant. brilliant.
Psychedelics to cure post-traumatic stress disorder is a fantastic hope for the future.
I'll tell you what hope for the future is. Let's put that to a side. If you're going to be a drug dealer, don't look like a bikey with tats all over you. Just come, be 82 years of age and no one notices you and you can just go through schoolies week unloading all your pingers and all the rest of it. Brilliant work from this man.
6 to 6, Triple M.
Well, here at the rock music station Triple M, it's amazing to see everyone walking in with their interpretation of their Australian music T-shirt.
You know, it's my favourite day of the year, Marto.
And there you are sitting in my Powderfinger shirt that you bought for me and then I had to give it back to you because you don't own anything. I'm sitting here in my Radio Birdman shirt.
I've got heaps of rock T-shirts at home, but none of them Australian. I'm like, what about Nirvana? No. Listen, Metallica? No. What about the Ramones? No.
JC, bass guitarist of Powderfingers with us. Hello, mate.
G'day, Marto. G'day, Margo.
Can you explain to Margo that Def Leppard aren't Australian?
Yes, Margo, they're an 80s metal band 80s. From America.
Anyway.
They're definitely not Australian.
I have to say, JC, if you need to go into another market, the Australian rock band T-shirt market is wide open because in all of the stores there are plenty of American ones but no Australian ones. AC/DC is the only one.
Yeah, what about Chisel? There'd be a few Chisel shirts around, wouldn't there?
I went to about five shops to try and find an Aussie band T-shirt and I couldn't find one.
Oh, really? You have to go online and go to the band's websites, I think, Margo.
Well, that's the thing. Merch shops.
That's too long, though, doesn't it?
That does take too long. I just need to get in and get out. I've got four kids. I don't want to take them into every shop with me.
Now, listen,
we're talking to you because you've got the Triffid and you've got the Fortitude Music Hall. Can you tell everyone, did you invite me to the Triffid 7th birthday? Is there something going on there soon?
Yeah, we've got the album of the year, Triffid album of the year announcement next Thursday. So, yeah, it's, we nominate five Queensland artists who haven't been on the wall. Then we go out to the public and they vote which album they like the most and then they get their name up on our famous wall for you. That's just a good excuse to have a drink, Marto.
Is there a chance the Chats are up for nomination?
They were there last year,
They won last year. Oh, jeez.
They're last year's winners.
What is the bass guitarist from Powderfinger? What Australian band shirt have you got on?
Well, I had the Sonny Boy shirt that I was going to wear, but someone's nicked it. I think Mort, one of my mates, has nicked it. So I think he's got it. I might go to my UMI shirt from Uptight Express, which is a 96 shirt.
JC, what's the oldest band T-shirt you own? Because you run a competition down there at the Triffid about the oldest band T-shirt. What would be yours?
Mine would have been the Sonny Boys one.
The Sonny Boys one.
About 40, 30 years old or something like that, yeah.
So. Incredible. Where did you buy that? Did you go to a concert? Did you line up? Did you get it online?
My mum bought that for me from Kingscliff because some of the band grew up, Sonny Boys grew up in Kingscliff.
Are we talking in the 80s?
Yes, we're talking the 80s. Real. It was a grey Yakka shirt with orange Sonny Boys star on.
Does it still fit, JC? The COVID kilos
It doesn't fit anymore. That's what I'm not complaining about.
Next Thursday, the Queensland Album of the Year will be announced. And of course, today, Australian Music T-shirt. If you haven't got dressed yet, get your best T-shirt out and get to work. JC, thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Oh, there's the Sonny Boys for you.
Triple M. Margo?
Do you hear that? Silence.
No, that's not.
That was me yesterday at the swimming carnival, Marto. You would be so proud of me because normally I'm a loud mouth, cheering on the side, encouraging loudly, go Wiley, go Memphis, go Jagger, one of my kids.
You keep it positive, but you are loud.
I am loud.
Go Wiley, go Memphis, go River.
Yesterday, Jagger, our 7-year-old, had his first swimming carnival at school.
I like Jagger.
Yeah, he's a nice boy.
I hung around with him. One day I was digging some holes and he helped me. It was great.
He's a good boy. But yesterday he had his swimming carnival and he's a little different to the other older two kids in that he's not super, competitive. He's chill. He's laid back. You know, I imagine him like your Harry, just down on the beach, surfing, just living his life, not a care in the world. You know, he's that kid. Wiley, he wants to win everything. If he's not first, he's last kind of attitude. Ooh. Whereas Jagger, he just plods along and does his thing.
I like him.
So in my parenting approach to him, I've kind of taken that that line of parenting with him. It's a bit more relaxed, you know, I kind of chat to him and it's really cash. And
unnerving.
it's relatively free range. So yesterday I found myself really quite enjoying the swimming carnival because there was no pressure. I wasn't nervous or anxious for the kids because it wasn't about placing. It wasn't about winning. He just swam.
Is he not a very good swimmer?
He's still got 3 seconds in a first, Marto. They don't get ribbons because they're too little, so they just get those participation ribbons, you know. So it's non-competitive. Having fun. They did a noodle race. They had a teacher-student race, you know, that sort of stuff. So they did the freestyle and they did the backstroke and he got second in both of those and then he won the noodle race. You know, he was very excited.
What is the noodle race, can I ask?
You know, the pool noodle?
Yeah, what do you do with them?
They sit on them and they swim and they paddle and, you know, it's a bit
of
fun.
It's not the Olympics.
Is that for the kids who can't swim properly?
There's a little bit of that. But I sat very quietly and I just watched and I enjoyed and it was really lovely. It gave me a new lease on life.
Wow.
About watching my children contribute and play sport.
I don't know what to say for a change.
But how about more of this?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think this is the new approach to my life. It was quite calming. It was lovely. It was really enjoyable for everybody. Nobody stared at me. I didn't get kicked out of the event. It was wonderful. Good. Everybody won.
What a day.
Yeah.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
It's 23-8, and that's a
fact.
That's a fact.
This is time to get smarter, everyone, and give you little facts for the weekend. Remember last? Can we go through last week's?
Yeah, sure.
Seahorse mate for life, and the males carry the young.
Parsley
deodorises your feces.
Fact.
Barramundi can change their gender depending on the numbers of their population.
Fact.
There's a couple.
You got any today, Margot?
A lobster's blood is colourless, but when exposed to oxygen, it turns blue.
Fact. Wow. Coca-Cola would be green without the added colouring.
Fact. The yo-yo originated in the Philippines, where it was used as a weapon in hunting.
Fact. Termites eat through wood twice as fast when listening to rock music.
Yeah, they do.
So don't listen to Triple M. Is that what you're saying?
Stop playing. Only play Triple M in the car.
Did you know that there's more barrels of bourbon in Kentucky than there are people?
Fact.
Wow.
All right. And do you notice something that's happened so far? We haven't questioned any of those.
No,
is that the way we're playing
it? That's not what we're here to do. We are here to just accept your fact. Make the people of Brisbane smarter for a Friday.
Okay, you got a fact. And here's the good thing. This is a
fact.
I got fresh seafood. We've got double passes to the PGA Championship, the golf.
Any wheelbarrows?
We've got some wheelbarrows a bit later on, Marno. Yeah. And Brick Lane Draft, we've got beer. So we will reward you for your
fact. In Denmark, if you are unmarried by the time you turn 25, it is traditional for your friends to assault you with powdered cinnamon. Fact.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
I love a good
cinnamon. Not going to help you get married.
Did you know that you can't swallow a teaspoon of cinnamon?
Fact.
I've heard that. 133353.
Do you know you can't fold any piece of paper? I've tried this, including a tissue. Try this now, right now with a tissue. You can't fold it any more than 7 times. That is the absolute maximum.
In half.
We're going to hurry up. We're trying to get to three. No, not that way. You got to fold one and then the other.
Okay, we'll do this after
the break. There are any rules around it.
Okay, all right. Have you got a fact for us? 133353.
A bee's willy, you know, they go missed by a bee's willy or bee's willy, is a quarter of a millimetre.
I was going to say, do they even have one? But they do.
They do. It's very small.
A quarter of a millimetre.
Thus saying. And that's what we're dealing today, aren't we? Who we got? Claudia
from Lutwich.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Claudia. Have you got a fact for us?
I do. The northern hairy-nosed wombat does square poos.
Fact. Now, I'm not going to even dispute that because I know that's true. And you know why?
Why?
Because it goes head down and if it did a normal poo, it'd roll onto itself so it parks and the poo gets parked. Is that true, Claudia?
Oh, look, I don't know about that, they have their pouches facing the other way so when they dig, they don't fill them up with dirt.
Fact. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
God, you are... Are you?
How do you know so much about wombats, Claudia? Did you work at Australia Zoo or something?
I just grew up out west and we had like a nature reserve near our property.
All right, the other one, Claudia, is if you hit a wombat at more than 30 k's an hour, your axle's stuffed.
Yeah, they break your car, you not them. Yeah.
Hey, Claudia, congratulations. You got $100 to spend at Fitzy's Fresh Seafood Tarragindi.
Oh,
fresh
wow.
Seafood, craft beer, wine, and homemade seafood pizza. They're awesome.
Hey, Claudia, and if you're free today, maybe chat to the boys off air, maybe margaritas with Margot if you can get some time off for a couple of hours today, perhaps.
Yeah, sounds great. I'd love to have a mug.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
More wombat chat, more often. Jay from Redland Bay, you got a fact?
Hey, sure have, mate. The first mechanical flight in Australia in 1910 was Harry Houdini.
Fact.
We're not supposed to ask questions, are we?
No. First flight.
No, you can't.
Yeah, what else do you know?
I read the book on Harry Houdini, and then I found out there's a dollar coin that come out in 2011 to mark 100 years.
Fact. Oh, that's a fact.
All right. Oh, okay. Thanks, Jay.
I thought there was more to the story. No, sorry,
that's about
Jay.
It. Harry Houdini, one of the great escape artists.
I was misled. A little bit like Jay's story, just disappeared. Bruno from Tanimera, good morning.
Ooh. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, mate.
Super.
Have you got a fact for us?
I do. The term rule of thumb was a law that stated that you couldn't beat your wife with anything thicker than your thumb.
That'd be an epic thumb war, wouldn't it?
Oh,
they have to bring that back.
Yeah, why aren't domestic violence, foundations and charities, petitioning
for
that?
I'm sure they'd be okay.
Queenslanders love a good barra and love a good wheelbarra. The Big Breakfasts. Wheelbarrow giveaway.
Oh, what a day. International Men's Day, and that's where we just went, let's start giving away wheelbarrows. We've been doing since 5:30 this morning.
Marto, when I thought you had no more tricks up your sleeve, you pull another rabbit out of your hat and give away free wheelbarrows.
Well, Sherlock, not any wheelbarrow, the Sherlock. I use them personally.
You want to just take some calls? Do you want to just talk, 1-333-53?
Colin from Redland Bay,
you
want a wheelbarrow?
Yes, please. I'd love one, Marta.
You've got one. It's coming your way.
Oh, Matt, wow.
Are you the Oprah of Triple M?
International Men's Day. Is that Matt from Bridgman Downs? Do you want a wheelbarrow, bro?
Would love one, mate. Thanks.
It's all yours.
Matt, you get a wheelbarrow.
Who we got there, Margo?
Mark from the Gold Coast. You want one?
Yes, please.
You get a wheelbarrow.
This is so much fun.
Hey, could I donate that back?
What for?
Auction
it
for White Ribbon Day.
Oh,
make
wow.
Money for White Ribbon.
Mark, you're amazing. Yes.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Mark, we would love to
incredible.
Do that.
What a token of appreciation on International Men's Day. Troy from Deception Bay. Amy, we've got enough left. We still got a couple?
Yeah, keep going.
Troy from Deception Bay, you need a wheelbarrow, mate?
Yes, please, mate.
It's
you
on
get
its
a wheelbarrow,
way.
Troy. Sherlock. Lucky guy.
Fantastic.
Thank
incredible.
You.
Hold on. International Men's Day, what's going on here?
Kim from Morningside. Hello, Kim.
Hello, mate.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Yeah, good, Kim. Do you want a wheelbarrow?
Well, I wanted tickets to go to Margaritas with Margo, but a wheelbarrow would do me.
All right. Now, listen, that was 10, 15 minutes ago. Can she come?
Can you come?
Oh,
Kim.
Kim?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Sorry.
Can you come to Margaritas with Margo today?
I certainly can.
Okay, right. Well, you can come.
What's this business about the wheelbarrow, though?
The wheelbarrow was for my husband, but... Look, I'll give up the wheelbarrow for the ticket.
No, Kim, it's your lucky day. We're feeling very generous here.
He can bring you home in the wheelbarrow.
We're celebrating men and women today.
Yeah,
of course, Margaritas
nice.
With Margo. You are now coming along, Kim, from Morningside. Get your frock on.
Can I ask?
Marto, what are you going to give Kim?
Well, a wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow.
Yeah, but
yeah,
Kim.
Yeah, beauty.
What's he doing without a wheelbarrow?
Oh, we've moved down here from Townsville.
Oh, welcome.
But we don't have a wheelbarrow, so there you go. We need a wheelbarrow.
You didn't sell your house to Jonathan Thurston by any chance, did you, Kim?
$4.5
million. Oh, I wish.
Exactly. Kim, enjoy lunch and tell your hubby to enjoy the Sherlock wheelbarrow.
I will. Thank you very much, Triple M.
I'll see you soon, Kim.
Happy customers. So margaritas and wheelbarrows.
What a combo.
Sherlock Wheelbarrows and Carts, proudly Australian-owned on a free Wheelbarrow Friday. And
has there been a better combination other than food on your and your car? Mm. Now it's margaritas and wheelbarrows.
We
are just the gift that keeps on giving.
I know you asked for a lot more wheelbarrows, and the good people at Sherlock said, why not? What about next Friday as well?
Another free Wheelbarrow Friday.
Yeah, you bet. It's the pool you have in this town.
Can you just check whether we can go a Barramundi?
Oh, great idea.
Start giving away
Barramundis on Monday.
All right, anyway. We'll get back to you.
I love the morning.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Triple M.
Story on the back page of the Courier Mail. Dolphins target trio of Broncos recruits are saying they're having a crack at Pat Carrigan, Selwyn Cobbo, there's a worry, and Jermaine Asako. Of course they are. They've got to put together a list.
They're on a hunt.
I'm going, oh, I don't know, how do we talk about this? And then I realise he's back from his honeymoon. Dobbo! Hello, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we? We love the fact that we've got another team in Brisbane. And let me just qualify this. Every single player that is off contract will be linked to the Dolphins. Yes. We need a link. So let's just qualify that. Now, I'm going to step through them pretty quickly. Selwyn Cobbo is contracted to the Brisbane Broncos till the end of 2023. So he can't even start negotiating a contract till November 1 next year. Right, so swap him out. Yep. Brisbane will not be losing him. Pat Carrigan, yes. Now, they did offer Pat Carrigan, the Broncos, a revised contract extension. He knocked it back. They came back with a revised amount. Next week, Pat Carrigan will say, I am staying at the Broncos till the end of 2024. So you can take him off the back page.
All right.
Now, okay, Jermaine Asako. When you've got Selwyn Cobbo, when you've got Corey Oates, when you've got Herbie Farnworth, when you've got Jordan Piera, and you've got all these young guns coming on, of course, there's going to be surplus. Okay, Jermaine Asako, you've been good. Will he end up at the Dolphins? Probably. He could end up at Newcastle. But there's no way that Wayne Bennett is seeking out, of all players, Jermaine Asako. So I don't want to shoot down the back page, but every single player off contract will be linked to the Dolphins, and it makes it salacious and it makes great reading. But Pat Carrigan's a Bronco. I can tell you Selwyn Cobbo from Cherbourg, he's a Bronco. He ain't going anywhere either. So Uncle Wayne, back to the drawing board for those three.
Well, let's talk about Wayne in terms of rugby league rumours. Is Cam Smith going to join Thurstow and Billy Slater in the Origin, and is Wayne going to be the overseer?
Wayne Bennett is an advisor. Cameron Smith will be involved in there, definitely. Wow. Definitely. I would say that Cameron Smith will have more involvement than Jonathan Thurston. That's my understanding from a Queensland perspective. And Wayne is definitely going to be an advisor role next year, but he won't be on the ground day to day. So he'll be very much, look, he's got a big job at the Dolphins. They're going to make some announcements next week on some players. And obviously Tino's been talked about.
Oh yeah.
You've also had Brandon Smith from Melbourne talked about. These kind of the players, they're yet to sign, but they are right in the headlights. And I know talking to the Dolphins yesterday, they're very confident of bagging a couple of big fish and making some announcements next week, and they think the cards will fall after that.
Will Wayne live at Redcliffe? Like, can they expect to see him on the jetty fishing?
No. He's living in Brisbane. He wants to drive. Wayne's understated. He's out at the farm and he's back in Brisbane. And he resides between those two places, but he won't be at Redcliffe, no.
Comprehensive. Welcome back, mate. Rush hour.
Happy to be back.
Thanks, congratulations, mate, on the wedding too, Dobbo.
Yeah, thank you, Margo. It was eventful.
Yes, that's for another day. It's 11 past 7. Dobbo there from Triple M's Rush Hour weeknight, 6 o'clock. The Big Breakfast, Brisbane's Triple M.
This bloke is he's attempting to break the world record in the number of golf holes played in 7 days. How many do you reckon you could run in a day? One round of golf should go for 5 hours approximately, correct?
Yeah.
So you can't squeeze. So that's 18 holes. You could probably squeeze 4 of them in a day, you reckon, Margo?
Oh, safe to say I've never played a proper round of golf, Margo. I've been a promo girl at the golf days.
Of course you have.
Handed out alcohol.
Well, he's determined to become the new world record holder. It's an incredible story that he's trying to raise money for Ronald McDonald House, and their usual fundraising efforts have been all cancelled over the last couple of years. So he said, listen, I'm going to step in and help him out. Mick McLaughlin, hello, mate.
Hey, Marta and Margaret, how are you?
Mick, right. Tell us, what are you getting up to?
And I'm going to play 16 rounds a day for 7 days and hopefully be a new world record holder and 250,000 for Ronald McDonald House.
I mean, I've heard of men, going and playing golf to get out of going to work or spending time with their wives and children. But you're doing it, of course, for a good cause, to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House. How on earth are you going to fit that much golf in? That's 16 rounds a day. How long is it going to take you to do a round?
Yeah, well, I've gone to the next level. I've taken a year off my business and I've been hitting 1,200 balls a day. And that's average as to what I will be hitting during the challenge. I've done a few time trials. I've played 18 rounds in 59, 58, 56 and 53 minutes.
Mick, that's 288 holes a day you're planning on playing for seven days in a row.
Yeah, averages out about 3 minutes a hole. Once we did the time trials, I'm pretty happy that we can achieve it now, so long as the body holds up.
Running or using a buggy between shots?
Yeah, no, I'm allowed a buggy, and there's different. Some of the Bronx and Lions are driving the buggy for me.
So you don't even pull up completely. You'll jump out and run at the ball.
Yeah, I got to be careful that I don't twist the knee, because the guy in America who did it, he ended up the last 2 days with a crooked knee because he jumped in and out too fast.
Like, you're attempting to break the world title. You're going to play 2001. What's his title? How far are you going past it?
He's 2000.
Okay.
What are you doing?
He's going one better.
The plan is to do one, but I'll see how I feel. If I get across the line with one, I'll be very happy. But the charity would like me to do 2021 because of the year. But let's see how we go.
Sometimes I get to the 10th hole and I say I've had enough. Hey, Mick, where are you playing? Which golf course?
Wyndham Golf Club, mate, and they've been fantastic.
And when is it?
Yeah, when does it start?
It starts at 4 o'clock on Sunday morning out there at Wyndham.
So can people come 4 o'clock? Oh, yeah, you'll be able to see the ball from 4:15, 4:30, and you'll go right through until dark, or are you going to play in the dark?
I am playing in the dark. I played with some glow-in-the-dark balls last week, and they're pretty... You can't lose them, put it that way.
Wow.
They shine everywhere. So we'll play the first 9 holes with glow-in-the-dark, and then we'll play the last hour and a half with glow-in-the-dark balls.
Now, Mick, obviously you're raising money for the Ronald McDonald House charity, Southeast Queensland. You're aiming to raise $250,000, but you've already raised $150,000. Tell us about, you know, the charity element of it. Why Ronald McDonald House, and how do you attempt to get $250,000?
Yeah, so I'm a board member of Ronald McDonald House Southeast Queensland, and also a national board member. I fell in love with the charity 16 years ago. And when you go to the house and see what the families, the sick kids have to endure, then it breaks your heart. So I thought I'll do something. I'll challenge myself, number one, and see how deep I can go and put myself out there. And then number two, raise the money that they couldn't raise during COVID. And it's all to do with people just jumping on board and donating. And then we've got a corporate day on the Wednesday, a corporate golf day, and I'll play through the field. We've got a ladies' lunch on the Thursday.
Yeah.
And then we got a celebration on Saturday, a community day free of charge to celebrate a world record and raising $250,000 minimum.
So. Where do they go? There'll be people listening going, yeah, Ronald McDonald House has helped me tremendously. Where do they go to donate some money, mate?
MixGolfChallenge.org.au.
Righto. And Wyndham's nice and flat, isn't it?
It is pretty flat. There's a little bit of water. Hopefully I stay away from the water, but... And there's lots of trees, so there'll be plenty of clicking on the trees. But, yeah, usually they help me.
Mick, can people still sign up to play the corporate golf day on the Wednesday and the ladies' day on the Thursday? Is that still open?
Yeah, absolutely. If they go onto that website, they'll get the details for the corporate day and also for the lunch.
Mick, I might come down there Monday or Tuesday.
And have a hit?
Yeah, well, not have a hit.
Just have a cheer.
Might have a drive and a yell and everything else. Mate, you're doing a great job. Well done. Good luck with it.
Beauty. Thanks very much, Marty and Margo. I appreciate you.
Hey, Mick, we always give our callers prizes. I got a double pass to the Australian PGA Championship.
Oh, that's what he needs.
13th to the 16th of January, the Royal Queensland Golf Club. Tickets from championship.pga.org.au. Some more golf for you. Well done. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Look forward to it.
Have a great weekend. Marto and Margo, the big breakfast at Triple M.
Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.